Betty Applewhite was a gifted woman. Everyone had always said so, ever since she was a child. Her first piano teacher praised her dexterity. Her first college professor applauded her sense of rhythm. Her first symphony conductor hailed her dramatic flair. But Betty was no longer a concert pianist. She was now just a woman with a secret, one she was determined to keep by any means necessary.
I'm not a bit surprised that somebody broke into Gabrielle's house. Wisteria Lane is an easy target. It's not like the police patrol around here.
We still have the neighborhood watch.
The neighborhood watch is a joke. When was the last time any of you went on patrol, huh? Now, I put security lights on my house. I say it's time that we hire professional security.
Well, that sounds expensive.
Could you really put a price on your kid's safety? Well, you probably could.
Look, McCleskey, I am as worried as everybody else in this neighborhood, but I just don't
think the poor
guy's running around. Say what? We're against security?
But if they find Caleb first...
I'm talking about a bunch of vigilantes. I'm talking about trained men who know when to shoot.
Do we really need professional security?
Are you all going to wait until somebody else is attacked? I think it's time to take a vote on armed security. I've had enough. All those in favor...
Sorry. Things are just getting so dramatic.
Wow, you're really good.
We were taking a vote here.
She was a concert pianist.
Well, I dabbled a bit.
Yes, Betty Applewhite was a gifted woman. And the greatest of all her gifts was her...